VOA News via remote, I'm Joe Palca.
The United States stands firmly with the people of Cuba as they assert their universal rights. And we call on the government of Cuba, to refrain from violence or attempts to silence the voice of the people of Cuba.
President Joe Biden making his feelings known regarding the near unprecedented unrest in the island nation, located only about 90 nautical miles from Key West, Florida, in America's south. Cuban police are out in force as the president is accusing Cuban Americans of using social media to spur a rare outpouring of weekend protests over high prices and food shortages. The demonstrations in several cities and towns were some of the biggest displays of anti-government sentiment seen in years in tightly controlled Cuba. The Biden administration is renewing genocide allegations against China for repression of Uyghur Muslims and other minorities in its northwest Xinjiang region. It's also warning Eritrea, Ethiopia, Myanmar, and South Sudan of possible further sanctions for ethnic cleansing in conflicts they say are involved in the administration sent the messages in Monday's release of the State Department's annual report to Congress on genocide and atrocities prevention. Afghanistan's former president today assured the Afghan people that the stalled peace talks between the government and the Taliban would restart soon. Hamid Karzai made his remarks during a news conference at his residence in Kabul as the Taliban continued to capture more territories in the north of the country, a traditional stronghold of U.S. allied warlords and an area dominated by the country's ethnic minorities. Karzai called on both sides to stop fighting and said that capturing more territory is not going to benefit the Taliban. This is VOA News. European Union foreign ministers agreed Monday on an ambitious global infrastructure plan linking Europe to the world. The infrastructure scheme is designed to rival Chinese President Xi Jinping's Belt and Road Initiative, which Western governments fear encourages countries to take on large Chinese loans that can then be leveraged by Beijing for political purposes. Brussels has already inked partnership deals with India and Japan to coordinate transport, energy, and digital projects connecting Europe and Asia. The World Health Organization now says rich countries should not be ordering booster shots for their vaccinated populations, while other countries have yet to receive COVID-19 vaccines.
Some countries with high vaccine coverage are now planning to roll out booster shots in the coming months and are dropping public health social measures and relaxing as though the pandemic is already over.
WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus singled out vaccine makers Pfizer and Moderna as companies that were aiming to provide booster shots in countries where there were already high levels of vaccination. Tedros said they should instead direct their doses to COVAX, the vaccine-sharing program, mainly for middle-income and poorer countries. Iraqi medical officials say the death toll from a catastrophic hospital blaze in a southern city has risen to 58. Two health officials said on Tuesday that more than 100 people were injured in the fire that torched the coronavirus ward of Al Hussein Teaching Hospital in the city of Nasiriyah the previous day. The Pope remains in a Rome hospital after surgery. From the Associated Press, Karen Chamas.
Vatican has announced that Pope Francis is to stay in hospital for a few more days to optimize his recovery. Pope Francis will remain in Rome's Gemelli Polyclinic despite completing post-operative treatment in order to make the most of his rehabilitation therapy. Surgeons removed half of Francis's colon on July the 4th for what doctors said was a severe large intestine. The 84-year-old has, however, made a public appearance since the surgery as he delivered his weekly prayer from the 10th floor hospital balcony. He used the occasion to call for free health care for all. I'm Karen Chamas.
Lawyers for ousted Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi say they've been informed by the military-installed government that four new charges of corruption have been filed against her. The military overthrew Suu Kyi's elected government in February. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.